At the Farm Progress Show, I am in the Pioneer exhibit speaking with Russ Sanders. And Russ, good to see you again and learn a little bit about what's new with Pioneer. In this case, I think we want to look at this Plenish product line that you've got. Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, Plenish is really a very interesting concept in soybeans because what it represents is a very significant remaking of soybean oil. And it may not sound exciting to the person on the street, but they may not realize that about 70% of all the vegetable oils that are consumed in the U.S. are soybean oil. And so what we, in essence, are doing is making soybean oil like olive oil from the standpoint of healthfulness and flavor and performance. So you'll see this product in the next few years appearing in fast food menus, in packaged food products, snack foods, a number of really very important food product categories.
What sets this apart? What makes Plenish special, I guess you'd say?
Well, really a couple of things. First is the concept of really changing the oil so that it allows labels to carry the no trans fat label, which has been very important since 2006 when FDA said you have to tell consumers if there are trans fats. So that's been a real important objective for food companies to remove trans fats, and this product allows them to do that and still have all the good performance, the shelf life characteristics and whatnot. But the second really important thing for farmers is that Plenty soybeans come in Pioneer Y series genetics, which if you've heard anything about soybeans, that's some of the highest performing soybean seed products on the market. So farmers have the advantage of really high performance seed products. They have the advantage of a market that's more attractive because consumers and food companies are wanting to purchase this high oleic oil.
Well, I was going to say, with a product like this, then farmers may be seeing a marketing opportunity that's going to benefit them on the income side.
Well, that's right, and a couple of things are going on. The dark side of the trans fat issue is that soybean oil has lost about 11% market share in food products in the last 5 years. So we had to do something to make our oil perform better and recapture that market. So farmers can think of two things. One is the market for soybeans in general will strengthen as we're able to, again, remake soybean oil to better fit into the new eating patterns that the food companies are pursuing. But the second thing is the individual farmer is going to have a premium opportunity when they produce these soybeans, so it'll matter to them on an individual basis as well.
Well, it's always important to talk about that marketplace, and market share is important. And how about even as you look, is this something that's going to have an application, do you think, globally in terms of export?
Well, we think it will because, again, we export somewhere around 30 to 40% of the soybeans in the U.S. go somewhere else besides the North American market. So, we're already looking at the opportunities elsewhere for this product because we think that longer term a number of these other markets will be interested. The other interesting thing too is the industrial use. In addition to these food product uses, something farmers don't think about is vegetable oils used in lubricants, in hydraulic oils, also represent a pretty nice market growth opportunity for us too.
So growers that are interested need to talk to their local dealer representative and say, I'm interested in Plenish soybeans from Pioneer.
Well, that's exactly right. Now, we're going to have some couple of years here of development activity before you're going to see really widespread adoption of this product. But right now, we're working with some of the major soybean processors to try to determine their interest, as well as the food companies on downstream, as we say, to try to create that demand pull for this product long term. But we're pretty confident that this is going to be an important development. And the reason is, it's bringing the value of technology not just to farmers, but also now to consumers, which is a very important milestone to try to get to with biotechnology.
Well, then, mentioning consumers, that brings up a question. Do you have a plan or maybe already started in terms of how are you going to communicate to the consumers the value and benefits of this to help, again, maybe drive that demand?
Well, that's going to be so important that consumers are aware that there's a difference. And so one of the approaches that we're taking is we're directly engaging now with major food companies, both in the snack food area as well as the fast food area, to try to determine just how we convey that message. Now, you probably won't see Pioneer advertisements on network television On the other hand, if we can get some of the major food brands to talk about Plenish, High Lake soybean oil, and why it's better and why it's in their product, we think that's a win-win not only for that food company to attach their brand to a product like this, but also the idea that that's good for the American farmer too, because of the demand pull that that'll create.
It's always great to learn what's new, and the Farm Progress Show sure gives us a forum to do that. Speaking here with Russ Sanders about their Plenish product that soybean growers can look forward to. And from the Farm Progress Show, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.